This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello, one and all. Once again, a huge welcome to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's just gone 10 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening. I hope you've had a great day so far. Stick with me now for the next couple of hours up until midnight for a bit of ridiculousness, some fabulous music and some interesting features as well. I will be sharing with you ridiculous holidays. We will have celebrity birthdays. We'll be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, as well. There'll be an intense debate on the Twitterverse. So much happening. You can get involved with it on social media as well. And what are the themes of the day? Well, I need to tell you musically what we're doing because there's been a heck of a lot of inspiration and social media has been blowing up as well with you guys making suggestions. Thank you very much for that. I have to tell you, it's the 5th of March. Did you know one of the ridiculous holidays that occurs today is it is Unique Names Day? I don't know why that has to be a thing, but unique names. It's very difficult to have a unique name, isn't it, that nobody's ever had before, certainly if you just go on your Christian name. But therefore, inspired by that, I don't think any of them are going to be unique names, but I'm going to be playing tracks with names in the title of the song, many of which have been suggested by you fabulous, lovely Leg End listeners. Thank you so much for getting in touch, for making those suggestions, and a special thank you to Siobhan Roxburgh, who suggested this one, and I've chosen it as the opener to the show, Fountains of Wayne.
Little boy that I used to be, I'm all grown up now, baby, can't you see? Brentwood.com.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Fountains of Wayne with Stacey's Mum. Right, get ready for some ridiculous holidays. Of course, it's Unique Names Day. We've already learnt, and that is the musical theme running throughout the show tonight. But what else occurs today on the 5th of March every single year? Get ready to be excited. People with multiple personality disorder, it's Multiple Personality Day. I thought you'd be pleased. Also, it's National Absinthe Day. And of course, going hand in hand with absinthe, it's National Sportsmanship Day. After I've displayed sportsmanship, I like to drink some absinthe and embrace my multiple personalities. All week, it's British Pie Week. And of course, possibly less importantly, all week, it's National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. That is a thing. National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. First week of March? Really? The weather's good enough to be considering lawn mowing, is it? Oh dear. And of course, to top it all off, you want a monthly celebration. Who could forget? All throughout March, it's National Umbrella Month. Why? Why is it National Umbrella Month? It used to be April showers. April would have made more sense. Oh, I know what you say, the seasons have changed. It's a bit rainy in March. Why is it? Why is it National Umbrella Month anywhere? That's what we're asking ourselves, isn't it? But yes, National Lawnmower Maintenance Week. If you haven't maintained your lawnmower since last summer, first week of March, that's the date I put in my diary to maintain my lawnmower. There you go. Crikey. Okay, so an awful lot of ridiculous holidays occur today. Multiple Personality Day, National Absinthe Day, National Sportsmanship Day, Unique Names Day. All week it's British Pie Week and National Lawnmower Maintenance Week, and all throughout March it's National Umbrella Month. Shall we have another track with someone's name in it from Edison Lighthouse? Okay, so Siobhan Roxburgh wanted to hear Fountains of Wayne to get us going. Sue Burton wants to hear a bit of Edison, and of course, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Don't think they were referring to the herb when they wrote it. Not sure, though. It's got that analogy.
She ain't got no money. Clothes are kind of funny. Her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes. And nobody knows like me. She talks kind of lazy and people say she's crazy. Oh, no.
Phoenix FM.
Just occurred to me that it would have worked out as well if they'd sung Love's Fine, Where I Can Find Growing Time. No, I didn't think it through well enough. Love runs off the page where I'm growing sage. No, I need to stop this. I think it's, let's just assume it's the name Rosemary. Then it fits in with the theme. Then I stop trying to do terrible. It has to be said. Terrible puns based on herbs, etc. Anyway, yes, hope your Tuesday evening is treating well. It's the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. You're here listening on Phoenix FM, and I'm very grateful that you are. It's a wonderful station, 98.0. If you're in Brentwood, Billericay, or the surrounding areas, of course, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, or just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. And as ever, if you have a Mixcloud account, you can see the webcam feed into the studio. You don't even have to have an account to see the feed. Go to mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix 98 FM. If you have an account, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. And I normally talk about the Twitterverse intense debate in the second half of the show. I am going to still do that. I won't tell you the details, but if you want a sneak preview as to what's going on, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, visit the profile. The first post there will be a poll. You can get interactive and vote on something that's been in the news recently, usually inspires my intense debate for the evening. That's all I'm going to say. Celebrity birthdays coming later. Scott Fish coming up in about 15 minutes' time. General excitement happening right up until midnight. So don't go anywhere. There's no need to. Just enjoy everything that goes on and comes into your ears via these very airwaves, however you've tuned in. Well, again, thank you to everybody that suggested tracks tonight. There's been a huge amount of you that got in touch on social media this afternoon in the run-up to the show. I was honoured, and also honoured to have a man like Mr. Gary Telfer suggest a track. We've got this on for you as well. Oh, and Fraser Hines as well. Independently of each other, Gary and Fraser suggested this next track. Remember, all the tracks have to have a name in the title. Classic MJ coming up. I can just picture that video of him going onto tiptoes. Dark trousers, glittery, shimmering in the light. Iconic. Amazing music from Mr. Michael Jackson. Thanks to Gary and Fraser for suggesting. Of course, it's Billie Jean.
She was more like Billie the Queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who could dance on the floor and around. She said, I am the one who could dance on the floor and around.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, that was Michael Jackson and Billie Jean. Fantastic. Thanks to everyone for making song suggestions for tonight's show, and particularly Gary and Fraser, who independently of each other wanted to hear Billie Jean. Well, what I love about tonight is it's not just the same tracks being suggested by people, so much variety, which is always the spice of life, isn't it? Fantastic. Amazing stuff. Well, I'm excited because in around about 8.5 minutes' time, we're going to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, who's been out and about, no doubt, finding something interesting to talk to us about tonight, which is brilliant. Hopefully he's not got locked in anywhere like he did recently, but I'm sure he won't have come a cropper this week, and we can speak to him at around about 10:30. So looking forward to that. We're going to have another track very shortly, and then after that, just before I speak to Scott Fish, we will have celebrity birthdays, so all this to look forward to in the next few minutes. There really is no reason to go anywhere else, is there? Particularly not if your name's Eileen. And if you need encouragement, Eileen, Dexys Midnight Runners have agreed to sing this on your behalf. That's nice of them, isn't it? You can't fail to smile when you hear this, can you? Please don't fail to smile. What I'm saying is smile. Go on. Because you can't fail to. Come on, Eileen. Smile, please.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and as promised, let's hit you up with some celebrity birthdays. 5th of March, who is celebrating today? Manchester United and England footballer Harry Maguire is 31 today. Actress Eva Mendes is 50 today. Penn Jillette, magician of Penn and Teller fame, is 69 today. Actor, presenter, comedian Matt Lucas is 50 today. Eddie Grant is 76 today, as is Elaine Page. Have they ever done a duet? Red Hot Chili Peppers guitarist John Frusciante is 54 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Great stuff. And of course, as ever, if it's your birthday on the 5th of March, we wish you a very happy birthday from the whole team here on the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. Hope you've had a great day. What an amazing end to the day to have this show on in the background, or not even in the background, in the foreground. You're paying absolute rapt attention as you have a little nightcap just before you're getting ready to go off to bed. But you can't until this show is finished, because you know you owe it to this station and to this show to stay here until midnight. Who needs that extra hour of sleep? No. Stay tuned to the radio. Well, one more track, and then I'm excited to say Scott Fish will be on the airwaves as ever. Brilliant stuff. In the meantime, oh Carol, it's Neil Sedaka.
FM.
That is our regular Phoenix FM jingle. That, of course, was Oh Carol from Neil Sedaka. I forgot to say, Dex's Midnight Runners and Come on Eileen were suggested by Stuart Loughland, and Neil Sedaka and Oh Carol from Paul Milton. Fantastic. But right now, of course, we need another exciting jingle. It's our roving reporter jingle, because we all know who we're about to speak to.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And as ever, it's just gone 10:30, and I'm excited to say a big hello to Scott Fish.
Hello, Ben.
Scott, it's wonderful to hear your dulcet tones as ever on these airwaves. How the heck are you, sir?
Well, I'm even better to have heard some of your relatively dulcet tones.
Thank you, Scott. That's lovely of you. So we know in recent times you've got yourself into a few scrapes. You had a problem with some security guards in America, I believe. You had a problem with a mobile zoo in this area not too far back. But, of course, tonight we gave you the relatively simple task of reporting on unique names, because it's Unique Names Day today, Scott. So I just imagine you've gone and read up on this online and you're going to tell me something interesting.
That would be what a normal roving reporter would do.
Well, I can safely say
there's nothing normal
no.
about this roving reporter.
You are not normal, Scott. Definitely, definitely.
I've been out and about roving the countryside to find funny names. Now, what I've been doing, Ben, is actually going round the country and finding place names that could, if you wanted to, be a person's name, but be an unusual one.
Oh, I like this. Okay, I'm quite up for this, Scott. Normally, you tell me something you've done, and there's a small part of me inside that sighs despairingly, but that hasn't happened so far tonight, so that's good.
No. Well, the good thing about this is, as I've gone round to these people, I've forced them at knife point to change their names to the names that I've come up with. So I found someone in each town and sort of forcibly taken them to the depot office and made them change their name. And I've made them do it all on behalf of Phoenix FM.
I have to say, on the airwaves, obviously that is our roving reporter, Scott, just joking there. We don't, of course, advocate any form of violence or anything like that. But
No, we don't advocate it whatsoever, but it does get the job done. That's the thing. But there was a lot of people with a lot of silly names, thanks to your show on Phoenix FM.
Excellent. Yeah, well, let's not dwell on that. Let's tell me more about the names. The names are what I want to hear, Scott, not the circumstances.
Sure. Well, I went driving up the country, up to Grantham.
Oh, yeah.
I drove through a wonderful town, village perhaps, maybe a hamlet, Croxton Kerriel.
Croxton Kerriel, was that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like to think that that could be the name of someone who you met in a fishmonger's and you bought some place and a bit of smelt from.
So what, you imagine a fishmonger's called Croxton Kerriel Limited or something?
No, they would work at the fishmonger's, but they would sell you some stuff under the counter, as it were, because it was sort of illegal smelt.
Right. All right, Croxton Kerriel. How is Kerriel spelt?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. as it sounds.
Is it with a C or a K, though? That's all I'm
guessing.
It's
with a K.
Right, excellent. But the Croxton is with a C, obviously.
That is with a C, and I think that's where the joy comes from, because you've got two K sounds, but with two completely different letters there.
Yeah, you say joy, Scott, but let's move on to the next name, then. We've got Croxton Kerriel. What else have you roved?
Well, I imagine going perhaps to an old-timey restaurant, or even to a book reading by the wonderful author Boothby Pagnell.
That does sound like it could be an eccentric older gentleman author. Yeah, Boothby Pagnell. Yes, I like it.
Yes, and I have to say, he's a lovely, lovely woman.
No. Obviously, you said you went in the Grantham area to find Croxton Kerriel. Whereabouts in our wonderful country is Boothby Pagnell?
Just south of Grantham. Most didn't really go that far, I would say, sort of.
You've just driven up the A1, haven't you, and back
I did
again.
Drive up the A1, yeah. But he was a great one, because if you remember that old clothing brand, I'd like to think the man who started it was Burton Coggles. that old clothing brand, the Coggles store. And that, you never believe it, it's actually just it's to the south of Grantham, but it's very near another place called Corby Glen. And I like to think of that as Burton Coggles' American friend.
Right, now hang on. you were painting quite a picture for us, Scott. I just don't want you to get ahead of yourself. We had Croxton Kerriel, that was a fishmonger serving under the counter fish in your eyes.
That's right.
Then we went to Boothby Pagnell, that could have been an eccentric older gentleman author.
Yeah.
Then, what was the next
Bertrand
one?
Bertrand Coggles is a World War One fighter pilot.
Nice.
And I like to think that as a fighter pilot, he wears goggles. So yeah. Bertrand Coggles wears goggles.
I can see where you've gone with that, and I find it amusing. I can't speak for any of my listeners, but
you,
I find it amusing.
You might not realise, but that actually rhymes as well. So.
Yeah, I did realise that, Scott.
And he's got an American friend. So Bertrand Coggles is like a sort of gentleman Spitfire pilot.
Yeah.
But he's got an American friend who always sort of supports him in an American way, called Corby Glenn. And those two villagers are quite close to each other.
So
I like to think they have a special relationship.
Ah, I see what you've done there. Yeah, but when you said he supports him in an American way, what do you mean by that? I mean, famously in World War II, the Allies were perceived as struggling, and then the Americans got involved and helped to turn the tide and win the war. Are you saying Corby Glenn comes to Bertrand Coggles' aid and helps him be victorious, or helps him be successful?
No, I was thinking he sort of takes him French fries and stuff.
Right, yeah. You're painting a very specific picture, Scott, I've got to say. Yeah.
I'm an exceptional roving reporter, Ben. You know this about me.
Yes, I do. Okay, yeah. Any more names before it starts to get a bit tiresome?
Well, I mean, I don't think it could ever get a bit tiresome.
No.
But you could, if you wanted to, and this is a great game to play, but I think only people without any real life would ever play this game.
Right.
But, this is why I think it'd be great for you. Take two places that are nearby, put them together as a name. So, for instance, right. I don't know if you've ever been to the wonderful town of Rugby. Well, that could be a first name, and Lutterworth could be a second name.
They are close to each other, aren't they, Rugby and Lutterworth? Yeah, yeah.
So you could be Rugby Lutterworth. And I like to think of that person as a South African hockey player.
Right. I know you've got this challenge of unique names, obviously, but no one has ever had the Christian name Rugby, have they? It's a sport or a place in also up the
A1.
Lutterworth
does.
Yeah, yeah, true. True.
And the final story I'm going to tell you
is
twins, before we get on to the main section of the report, is about two siblings,
right.
Two twins, in fact,
yeah.
who were separated at birth
right.
and ended up living in hamlets that are next to each other.
Wow.
Now, you're gonna be quite pedantic about this, I think.
Right.
I'm going to tell you that these twins are called Sibford Gower and Sibford Ferris, and they lived only a mile away from each other for years and didn't realise.
Right.
Don't be pedantic and say the first names are the same. That's not the point.
No, I'm deliberately trying my best not to focus on that.
They weren't given names by the people who gave them away. It was just coincidence. They were both called Sibford as their first names.
Is this...
But Mr. and Mrs. Gower and Old Ma Ferris took them in, called them both Sibford, and they lived a mile from each other for many years. They finally met up, they had a wonderful time, got a bit drunk, and Sibford Ferris stabbed a man, which was really where I got the inspiration for threatening people with a knife.
Is any of that true, or have you just, invented quite an amazing story in your own mind there of the Sibford?
That is 100% true, and I can tell you, if you go on the internet now, you won't find it, but in about 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes, and you will definitely find a webpage telling you that is true.
Okay, Scott, can I just ask, do you ever use Wix or your own website creator or anything like that?
Yes, I use Wix, but I use the DIY store to make my websites. They help me out. Sandra at Wix in Hendon does a fantastic job.
That's brilliant. just before
other DIY style stores are available.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah, for appreciating the legality requirements. So you've talked about Croxton, whatever it was, and Rugby Lutterworth, Burton Coggles, the American guy, and then these siblings. I have to say, when I asked you to look up unique names and do a roving report on it, I thought you might, like, for instance, look at John Gregg, who was the founder of Greggs in Gosforth, you know.
Sounds like a perfectly reasonable name.
80 years ago. Henry Walton Smith, who established W.H. Smith in 1792.
Clefting Straight Bladder, Mildred Nipple Cream.
You're just making up names now, aren't you? The people I said...
Trinity Waste Splendor. All names are made up, Ben.
Well, then... are
All
they?
All names, yeah. What? There isn't a book of names that God made?
But no, that's true. I suppose...
So you make up a name?
Yeah, but you're... Yours seem to be a bit more irregular, so to speak. Let's just say.
The whole brief, irregular names.
No, unique names, not irregular names.
I would say these are very unique, except for Sinford Gower and Sinford Ferris, who have the same name. They're not unique, so I apologise wholeheartedly for that. Those are irregular, but they're not unique, so I do very much hold myself to account for that.
Right. Well, it's almost time to let you go, Scott. It's been an interesting evening for everyone listening, I hope. It certainly has for me.
I hope it's taught everybody something.
Yeah, there will be people listening to this right now saying, that's taught me a lesson, definitely. So, in a strange way, thank you, Scott. Your name's fairly unusual, isn't it, Scott Fish?
No, I hear it every day.
I mean, we all remember the weatherman from the 80s, Michael Fish, who was famous.
I don't want to talk about him. Stole the name from me.
Did he?
Well, my original name was Michael.
Your original name was Michael Fish?
No, Scott Michael.
Right.
I had to change my name to Fish because he'd got the name.
Right. I'm sort of losing the will to... keep this conversation going, Scott. But, you know, entertaining though it's been, there are other tracks to play and other features to get on the airwaves before midnight. But, you know, thanks for being here again.
Any time. You know, I like to... I'm just pleased that I didn't really get into any trouble at all, even with the knife crime.
Well, you didn't have to admit that on the airwaves. I mean, there may be some constabularies waiting to speak to you at some point in the coming days as a result of that. You have basically admitted to some form of coercion with a weapon, you know. I don't know what the actual crime
is. If the authorities came for me, I'd coerce them with a weapon, so I think that would sort it all out.
All right, Scott. Well, we're going to let you go there. As ever...
Where's Mark Quadling's corner?
I'm not even going to ask you to elaborate on that. I think it's a shame to ask you to do the next thing, because that would be a great way to finish. But can you introduce the Beatles and Eleanor Rigby for me? I'm going to play your jingle and then we'll hear the track.
Well, I mean, I think we all know this name. It's not a very particularly unique or irregular name. So, you know, Beatles, Eleanor Rigby. Listen to them.
I'm sure they will. What was it? Rothermar?
He's a roving reporter.
Where did he go?
Nobody cares.
He's a roving
reporter. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darling. his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Scott Fish, our roving reporter there. As ever, I feel duty bound to say, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised while Scott Fish was on the airwaves, then feel free to get in touch in the usual ways and your comments will be passed to the relevant authorities. And organisations like the Samaritans exist. I just feel it necessary to say that. I'm going to put another track on and we'll find out more about tonight's intense debate. Here's some more great tracks that have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, and maybe I'll tell you something interesting about people with unique names. Don't go anywhere. This is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, and here are the Stones. This is Angie. We'll
Phoenix FM.
That was the Stones and Angie. Remember, all the tracks tonight must feature a name in the title because the 5th of March is Unique Names Day. And not sure if Scott Fish really, you know, delivered on his brief of reporting back on unique names. We've just got some wackily named places near Grantham, it seems. And the news that he coerced people into changing their name and then said some strange name near the end of the thing. But anyway, we'll make sure he gets the support he needs before he next broadcasts on these airwaves. Bearing in mind it is Unique Names Day, here's something quite interesting. This isn't really unique names, but unusual letters. Here's a brilliant fact for you. Prove me wrong, you won't be able to. St Johnstone are the only team in Scottish and English league football with the letter J in their name. Sounds ridiculous, absolutely true. St Johnstone, the only team in Scottish and English league football with a J in their name. It's even difficult to find teams abroad in the top leagues in Europe other than Juventus. So, yeah. And that's almost a silent J, isn't it? It's a J as an I, nearly. The sort of Roman way, so to speak. St Johnstone. Yeah. I find that fascinating. Unlikely, and I like it. So there we go. After 11 o'clock, I will be telling you more about the intense debate raging on the Twitterverse. Remember, if you want a sneak peek, if you want to get involved before I talk about it on the air, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And the profile, the first thing on there will be this poll. It's just a single click or tap to cast your vote. We'll be talking about it after the turn of the hour. In the meantime, though, let's have another track. I haven't been properly attributing the track suggestions. So Eleanor Rigby from the Beatles was thanks to Katerina Kordikova. Thank you very much for that. Rolling Stones and Angie was thanks to Alan Wilkinson. So thank you to you. And now, once again, thanks to Siobhan Roxburgh with Kathy's song, it's Simon and Garfunkel.
I hear the drizzle of the rain like a memory, it falls soft and warm, continuing, tapping on my roof and walls. And from the shelter of my mind, through the window of my eyes, I gaze beyond the rain-drenched streets to England, where my heart lies. My mind's distracted and thoughts are many miles away. They lie with you when you're asleep and kiss you when you start your day. And a song I was writing is left undone. I don't know why I spend my time writing songs I can't believe, with words that tear and strain to rhyme. And so you see, I have come to doubt all that I once held as true. I stand alone without beliefs. The only truth I know is you. And as I watch the drops of rain
weave their weary paths and die. I know that I am like the rain, there before the grace of you go I.
Phoenix FM.
Simon and Garfunkel and Kathy's Song. Now, bearing in mind it is Unique Names Day, I'm going to buck the trend and tell you in 2023 what the most popular baby names were. You may be surprised, you may not be all that surprised. A couple of the girls' names have surprised me, not many of the boys' names, one or two maybe. But yeah, are you ready for this? Okay, top 10 girls' names in 2023. At 10, Willow. That's a surprise, Willow. At 9, Sophia. At 8, Ivy. 7, Freya. At 6, Grace. At 5, Ava. 4, Lily. 3, Isla. 2, Amelia. Number 1, most popular girl's name in 2023, Olivia. Okay, boys' names, top 10, most popular in 2023. At 10, it was Jack. At 9, Freddie. At 8, Luca. That surprised me. At 7, George. At 6, Arthur. At 5, Oliver. 4, Leo. 3, Theo. 2, Noah. And 1, Mohammed. There we go. So, Olivia and Mohammed, most popular boys and girls' names given out in 2023. Well, I'll try and do some research on unusual names that were given out in 2023, but it's proving difficult to find corroborating evidence. Still, we had a slowdown track with Simon and Garfunkel. Let's have a slightly more upbeat track from Dolly Parton. Yes, thanks to Anthony Bygraves, who suggested Jolene.
Smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Goes Like This with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Absolutely is right. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening is treating you well. If you're at home, curled up warm and loving life, or if you're travelling back home, or if you're out and about at late working hours, however you're doing, I hope you're doing very, very well. So, yes, there's an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse right now based on stuff going on in the news. I don't really want to say my own views too much. I think a lot of sort of reasonably minded people probably think quite similarly. But for someone who's got criminal trials standing against them, I find it ridiculous that somebody, that person, could be able to still stand for president. And therefore, that is the debate on Twitter. Should Trump be allowed to run for president again? The Supreme Court cleared him to be on ballot papers, at least, because individual states were saying they were going to block him from running in their state. And the Supreme Court has stated that isn't allowed. So he is allowed to run for president again as of right now. Obviously, he still has court cases outstanding that need to be resolved, I would guess. But simply, we're asking in the intense debate on the Twitterverse tonight, should Trump be allowed to run for president again? It's a yes or no answer. It's at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, and it's a single click or tap to cast your vote. I'll be grateful if you get involved in the poll. Why not give it a repost, a retweet, so more people can see it as well? Should Trump be allowed to run for president again? At the moment, 100% of the voters are saying no. Will that change before I go off the airwaves? You've only got about 45 minutes left to cast your vote. Let's carry on getting upbeat. Thanks to Sue Burton once again. Here's Amy Winehouse.
Why don't you
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Amy Winehouse and Mark Ronson with Valerie. I've just realised something shocking. All the songs with people's names in. Well, see if you can work out. We started off with Stacey's Mum. We had Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. We had Billie Jean. Come On Eileen. O'Carroll. Eleanor Rigby. Angie. Kathy's Song. Jolene and Valerie. They're all female names. What the heck's going on? Why does nobody ever write a song with a male name in the title? I'm desperately trying to rack my brains now. I can think of one that is coming up later. I've just thought of another one. To redress the balance, I'm going to play it. Phew! Balance redressed.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this with you for another 46 minutes and 22 seconds. Yes, so keep it here. Lots of stuff still to look forward to. Yes, we've gone past celebrity birthdays. We've gone past ridiculous holidays. We've gone past Scott Fish. We've even talked to you about the intense debate, but that will not be completed. The voting will not finish until around about 10 to midnight. So you've still got 36 minutes to cast your vote. And why not give the poll a retweet or repost as well? I'd be very grateful if you did that and got involved. There have been votes coming in, so thank you to everybody that has got involved so far. And I can tell you, with all the votes that have come in, still 100% of voters think that Trump should not be allowed to run for president again. If you feel strongly about this particular issue, then do cast that vote at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing on the profile when you have a look. Now, we're going to get another track on, and then, as promised, I'm going to take you through some of the more unusual baby names that were given to babies in 2023. It's Unique Names Day. It's also Multiple Personality Day, National Absinthe Day, National Sportsmanship Day, British Pie Week, National Lawnmower Maintenance Week, and National Umbrella Month. Here's another male name. Here's ABBA.
If I had to do the same again, I would.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
That was ABBA and Fernando. We're rocking now on the male names in tracks, mainly thanks to Ellie from Beckles, who's gone crazy on social media and found so many brilliant examples. Well done. Thank you for redressing the balance, Ellie. Great stuff. We're going to have one more male track and then we'll get back to the female names in things, because I think there are considerably more of those, although Ellie's trying her best to prove me wrong. But yes, and we will have the result of the intense debate in around about 30 minutes time, and still so many tracks to squeeze in and me to tell you about some of the more unusual baby names that were granted in 2023. Before that, though, a track I always love listening to. I haven't heard this for a while. It makes me feel happy to know I'm about to play it. What a hook. Fantastic track. Why am I soft in the middle now? Better ask Paul Simon. You can call me Al.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight, far away my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street. Says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention. And oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out. Thank you.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Paul Simon, You Can Call Me Al. Didn't say You Can Call Me Paul, did it? So, not quite sure what that was all about, but yes, anyway, it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've got 35 and a bit minutes left before I leave you tonight for another week. Remember, if you missed anything from the start of the show, it'll be available, the podcast edition of the show, via the Phoenix FM website, phoenixfm.com. Click on the schedule, go to a Tuesday evening, find 10 o'clock, you'll see the name, the show that goes like this, that you can click on. It will take you to my personal blog page on Phoenix FM, where you can download all previous editions of the show to your own device and listen to at your leisure. You can stream them as well if you want to. So many ways that you can listen, and it is fabulous of you, the people that bother to do so. Well, with not much time left, yeah, plenty more tracks still to squeeze in that lots of people have suggested, so I'm going to get on with them. And I am going to get to Unusual Baby Names, I promise, but we may have to wait a couple of tracks first so I can squeeze them in and do justice to the people that got in touch on social media, got interactive, got involved. I always appreciate the involvement. And a long-time friend of the show and genuine excellent man, James Ludlow, has suggested he would like to hear The Kaisers with an all-time classic.
FM.
Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby, of course. Right, shall we have a look at some unusual baby names that were handed out in 2023? If you like bubbly chocolate, you'll be happy with this one. Aero. Aero was a name given to one or more babies in 2023. In Greek, it means of the sky. in most UK supermarkets, it means bubbly chocolate. There we go. Alaska was a name given to babies as well. There we go. Ari. That's not so unusual, is it? Ari, A-R-I, a Hebrew name meaning lion. Aspen, was that for people in Colorado? Apparently it means quaking tree. Azure, it's a colour, isn't it? Meaning sky blue. Okay. Bear, inspired by Bear Grylls, maybe. This animal-inspired name means strong and brave. Does it? Does it really? Or does it just mean bear? It means grizzly or panda. Beckett? That's unusual. Yeah, Beckett was a name given to some babies. This is weird. I don't like this. Brinley. Brinley. All one word. B-R-Y-N-L-E-E. Brinley. Apparently it means gift from God. Okay. Now, I guess in America I could occasionally see this case as a name. Case. Could never bring them to court, could you? Caspian, Charlize, Cheyenne. Yeah, they're fruity, but they're not ludicrous. Cyrus. Cyrus. Apparently it's a Persian-derived name, meaning the sun. But if you've seen Con Air, you'll know why you shouldn't name your kid Cyrus. Dahlia? Really? Okay. What else? I'm scrolling through various options. Dixie. Okay. With Latin roots, this name means I have spoken. Well, yeah, but okay. I'm not sure if that's why they were christened Dixie. Elodie, that's pretty. It's like they meant to go for melody and just forgot. But from French, means wealthy and rich. Let's have one more at this point. Let's have Fable. Yeah, babies were called Fable in 2023. Not Aesop, because that would be ridiculous. Okay, let's have another track. Another track suggested by Mr. David Jonathan. Thank you very much for this suggestion. All tracks must have a name in the title. Remember, on Unique Names Day, here are the Beatles. This is Michelle.
I will say the only words I know that FM.
The Beatles and Michelle, courtesy of David Jonathan. Fantastic. So, more unusual baby names that were genuinely given out. One seems a bit harsh, I've just seen on the list. Genuinely given out in 2023. Forrest. Yeah, I know the actor, Forrest Whitaker. I don't mean I know him, I know of the actor, Forrest Whitaker. The name Forrest is good. This would be a bit unusual these days. Fritz. This German name means peaceful ruler. Does it? Okay. Galaxy. Now that seems good when you know about space travel, but it's also heavily related to Samsung these days. Was it a Korean that named their kid Galaxy? This is what seems harsh to me. Gavin. What? Gavin's not such a ludicrously unusual name, is it? But it's number 40 on this list. Genesis. Yes. Means beginning. You don't say. Yeah, that would be a weird name for a baby. Well, it is a weird name for a baby. Look, there's some another harsh one. Graham. Well, that's not that unusual, is it? Graham. Maybe for a baby these days, I suppose. But oh, dear. Okay, Greenlee. That's bizarre. Green and then L-E-I-G-H on the end. Yeah, definitely bizarre. Harlow. People in Essex wouldn't call their baby Harlow, would they? Surely. Harmony? Halen. Apparently it's a Scottish name meaning fire. Halen. Okay. Henley. You'd be good at regattas if you're called Henley, although it actually means high meadow. Irwin. Apparently means sea lover. Okay. Janica. Maybe that's a silent J and it's a Janica. It means God is gracious, apparently, so there we go. Okay, I'm going to stop coming up with names. We may have one more session of names, but I want to get a few more tracks on the airwaves for you. So to that end, thanks to Pete Tyler down in the west of England, let's have a little bit of Focus and Sylvia.
Phoenix FM.
Focus and Sylvia, quite a few tracks still to squeeze in. We've got to reveal the result of the intense debate. Still 100% of votes going one way at Ben Sim Radio. If you want to change all that on Twitter. And yes, then I have got to sum up the entire show as well before I leave you. So quite a lot still to go on. And really, are we going to get five tracks in? Is that possible? And a final visit to some crazy baby names? Yes, let's just do it. Here's a track I wanted to hear, so I'm playing it for my own indulgence. I like it. It's Barry Manilow. It's Mandy.
Through a window, crying in the night. The night goes into morning, just another day. Happy people pass my way. Looking in their eyes, I see a memory.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
About 5 or 6 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Should Trump be allowed to stand for president again? Simple yes or no vote. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote once you visit that profile. Give it a repost last few minutes if you want more people to join in with the poll. Okay, we've still got four tracks potentially to squeeze into the show. I think it's possible. Final visit to Baby Names. We'll do one more track now because, let's be honest, it's My Name. Thank you, though, to Anthony Bygrave for suggesting it. MJ, Once Again.
Found what we were looking for.
Phoenix FM.
Gotta keep them coming or I might run out of time. Once again, thanks to James Ludlow, here's classic Clapton.
See if you can spot this one.
Recorded live.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Eric Clapton and Layla. Thanks to James Ludlow once again for suggesting that. Let's go over to baby names. These were given to babies in 2023. Jinx. My cat's called Jinx. Means spell. Originates from Latin. Justine, is that bizarre French name meaning righteous? I don't know. Keegan has Irish origins and means fiery. Kellen, with a K, German and Irish origins, means bright-headed. Kinsley, it means proud. Conrad, also with a K, bold advisor. This would be a weird name for a kid. Knox, K-N-O-X. Scottish surname that means from the hills. Yeah, let's do a couple more. Leighton, from the town by the meadow in Old English, Leighton. And with Superman Legacy due to come out at some point in the future, Lex. A Greek name that means man's defender. My dad wanted to give me a unique name. He wanted to call me Jeep. Unique for a human, not unique for a big car. But yeah, that is absolutely true. I think my mum wanted to call me Malachi. My dad wanted to call me Jeep. I'm glad they didn't amalgamate them. I could have had some weird name like Meep or Jalaweep or something. So fortunately they settled on Ben. I'm very glad they did. Okay, penultimate track. The hotly contested intense debate is over. I'll give you the results just before I leave you tonight. But in the meantime, penultimate track suggested by Paul Saunders. Classic Everly Brothers. Great choice.
Phoenix FM.
Everly Brothers and Wake Up Little Susie. And if I can do everybody justice in the very short amount of time that I've got left, thank you so much to everybody that suggested tracks for tonight's show. Alan Wilkinson, Paul Milton, Naomi Bushell, Siobhan Roxburgh, Pete Tyler, Anthony Bygraves, Kevin Devane, Sue Burton, Paul Saunders, John Hutchinson, Horace Hopman, Andrew Gardner, Fraser Hines, Maria from the Isle of Wight, Stuart Lachland, who else? That's everybody, I think. Ron Wilmot. So thank you so much, everyone. Fabulous suggestions as ever. It's almost time for me to leave you. It's been another rip-roaring show. 100% of voters said Donald Trump should not be allowed to stand for president again. There we go. The people have spoken. News coming up at midnight. Then it's Destination Dawn right through to 7 a.m, at which point Mikey will be back with his breakfast show. From 7 in the morning, Mike Porter is in here on Phoenix FM. It's been brilliant being with you. Thank you so much to everyone who's listened live. Remember, you can catch up via the podcast show on the Phoenix FM website from tomorrow morning. I will see you again very soon. I'll be back at 10 p.m. next week. Take care, leg ends. To play us out, we need a superb track with a name in the title. It's the Euros coming up this summer. You'll probably hear it again. Here's Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.